In the 1980s, Jack led protests against apartheid in Port Elizabeth, an industrial city on South Africa's south coast. The white government imprisoned him for almost 6 years. Policemen assaulted and tortured him. Undercover state security operatives kidnapped and executed some of Jack's fellow activists.
I was in the fight. I was just fighting like everybody else, not even thinking about freedom in our lifetime. We never believed that. We thought that, let's just continue to do our bit. We're going to die like all the others who died before us, but we hope that but one day our people shall be free.
So Jack remembers the first time he came across the name Nelson Mandela. It was in a city township in 1976, and he was just a dumb teenager, as he puts it.
And I saw the name scribbled as a graffiti at the beer hall, and somebody have written there, "Release Mandela, Sisulu, and Mbeki."
He says he had no idea who these liberation leaders were. Because they were in jail, Jack thought they were just criminals. But then someone explained to him that Mandela and the others were members of the African National Congress, the ANC, and were in prison because they were fighting for the rights of black South Africans. Jack says he then felt moved to join the struggle against apartheid.
I didn't know when I saw the name on the wall, it was going to serve as an inspiration that would make us really feel that we could face the might of the apartheid government and not be scared to be hanged or to be jailed or to be exiled or to be banished. We're ready to fight to the finish.
While Jack fought his personal war against the white supremacist government, Mandela languished in prison on Robben Island.
There was not a small sign of hope that Mandela was ever going to be free.
But on February 2nd, 1990, South Africa's last white president, F.W. de Klerk, announced that Mandela would be released. Jack remembers being numbed by the shocking news. The ANC immediately summoned him to the town of Paarl. There, Mandela was being held in a house on the grounds of a prison before being freed.
I saw Mandela for the first time. I never believed I was going to see the man. When he came out of his room in this house, he was a tall man, thin, and I couldn't believe it.
Jack says Mandela walked straight to him. The ANC leader knew him from reading newspaper reports about him.
And then he made a comment that, "Well, I thought you are such a big man, and yet you're such a small man. I nearly collapsed, I nearly fainted in front of him." You know?
2 months after Mandela was freed, Jack organized his visit to Port Elizabeth. There, Mandela addressed a crowd of more than 300,000 on a field near the city. It was one of the biggest political rallies ever held in South Africa. After the event, Jack drove an exhausted Mandela to his hotel.
When he got into his room, he just got under the blanket with his shoes and suit and everything, and he was gone, fast asleep.
He says Mandela's greatest gift to the world was setting an example of someone always willing to forgive his enemies.
With his reconciliation cause, he has shown the world that you are far bigger by not showing bitterness to those who have done the wrong thing to you, like those who imprisoned him.
Jack describes Mandela as a doer, not a talker.
Mandela has shown us that you could lead by earning the respect of the people rather than trying to grab the respect of the people through fear, intimidation, and demagogy.
He says this is a lesson to many of today's world leaders who, he says, have a very different way of governing their countries. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.